You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Thursday. We are back on the schedule. It's the Michigan Mailbag, and it's on Thursday. It's been so long since this has happened, and not a lot of y'all asked a lot of questions, so this is going to be the shortest Michigan Mailbag ever. But you know what? I'm fine with it. Absolutely fine with it. So anyway, let's get right into it, because that's what we do. Actually, the weird thing here is, as far as the Victor's Valiant is concerned, and the Leaders and Best, that's the entire show. The entire show. No one that isn't a normal question asker asked a question this time. So, if you're in the third segment as a Victor's Valiant, that is not a punishment. It is literally just because not a lot of question askers. So, I'm fine with that. So, let's start with the Leaders and Best, James Crudup at James Crudup 6. Obviously, the McDonald hire was a very successful one. But overall, what is your view of bringing in NFL coaches back to Michigan to coach? It seems like the recruiting grind really burns guys out fast. Not saying that's what happened here, but I assume it was a large factor. I think it just all depends on what your aspirations are. And I think that you could look at Mike McDonald and say his aspirations were probably to be an NFL defensive coordinator and move up in the NFL chain, considering he went from college to the NFL and stayed in the NFL. But he got that opportunity to come to college and do what he did. And it worked out for him. It just so happened. He probably didn't think in his wildest dreams that Wink Martindale was going to be out. But yet that's what happened, you know? So, it is what it is, you know? We'll see if, we'll see how it ends up going as far as, for Michigan in the replacement. I'm sure Mike McDonald will be fine, at Baltimore. But I mean, that just goes to show the caliber of coach that he is, that Michigan was able to have him for a year, and, you know, he's back. He's, you know, the NFL tends to hire head coaches based off of who does well as a coordinator. So wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being an NFL head coach before too long, especially with the talent that he'll be working with in Baltimore. So we will see. Josh Barajadicki, quite the nail biter versus Northwestern. How much of a shot do you give them, as in Michigan going into the MSU? Into MSU this weekend. Also, shout out to the women's basketball team. Great season so far, indeed. I give them a shot. I think it's probably like 40-60. Because, Michigan is talented, right? Michigan is just as talented on paper as MSU. The difference is MSU's played like the talent that it has. Michigan hasn't always. Michigan's still kind of looked to try to get the chemistry going and things of that nature. So it's just a matter of them figuring things out, and if they can go out there and play the same type of game as they did against Indiana, if the shots fall, it's anyone's game. If they can play defense, I didn't really like the defense against Northwestern. So if they can play some defense, slow the game down, I think that's the big thing. MSU is going to want to run. They're going to want to slow the game down. Michigan is, if they can slow the game down, make it a type of game that Michigan plays the way it wants to, not vice versa, it's got a shot. I'll give Michigan a 40% chance. Still, it's a big, big, you know, line favoring MSU, but I'm sure that ESPN does not have it that. If I look at the FPI, I'm not going to do that right now, though. My brother in metal, Michael Wolf at MWolf21. Do you like the idea of getting rid of the Big Ten divisions, or would you try to realign them? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Obviously, saw that news yesterday. I don't know how I feel about it. It's just one of those things where, because if Michigan football can stay where it is, then every year it's going to be Michigan, Ohio State, you know, if it ends up being like the two best teams. And that would probably mean a rematch. So I guess if that ends up being the case, I don't like it. Let someone else have a crack at whoever wins the, you know, the game. I don't want to see those two teams just play each other twice. I think that's, you shouldn't get another shot. And that kind of harkens back to Brian from MGo Blog. I remember him saying something to that effect of, you know, whoever loses has to sit and stew for a year. I think that's how it should go. I don't think they should play again. So I think I'd try to realign them if you're really that concerned about it. Honestly, I wouldn't even do that. Just like if I was Kevin Warren, I'd be like, hey, West, you need to get it together. You need to go out there like Wisconsin. And then maybe it sounds like they're probably bringing in Caleb Williams. That's a good start. Like, hey, go out and get some better players. Iowa tends to bring in a five-star every now and again. They got Xavier Nwankpa. But like, get a more dynamic offense. Like, I know how you do things, but you need to modernize. Like, you guys need to rise up to meet the other side. And then everyone else, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Jimmy Whitner at Jimmy Whitner 1. Do you have a big board for our DC? He's got a couple questions here. So, yes, I do. I've got seven names. I'm just waiting for... I'll tell you here. On Wolverine's Wire, I'm waiting to post it until the Mike McDonald hire is official by Baltimore. But I have seven names that I am looking at. I'm going to pull it up just to so I don't butcher any of this. So... I have Jimmy Lake. I don't know if he's unhireable with the way he went out at Washington. I think that would be a really good hire to, you know, rehab your image, come to Michigan. But Michigan doesn't seem like the type of school that would do that, like Nick Saban in Alabama, but I think they should consider it. Wink Martindale, you won't take the job. I mean, he's going to be an NFL DC, but I mean, he coached under Jack Harbaugh. That was the last time he coached in college. Maybe he would... consider it, you know. Michigan's like, hey, we're going to offer you $1.5 million or something like that. I don't know what he was making at Baltimore. I mean, he's going to be an NFL DC. It's not happening, but I'm still, whatever. Larry Foote would be another one that I would look at. Yeah, he's the outside linebackers coach at Tampa Bay. Obviously, you know him as a Michigan linebacker. But, I mean, he hired a linebackers coach from the NFL. You can bring Larry Foote home, maybe. Joe Rossi from Minnesota. He's had a meteoric rise. He's a guy who was just a quality control coach in 2017, and he's been the defensive coordinator with the Golden Gophers since 2019. He's had some really good defenses, including the number three defense this last year. But aside from 2020, he in 2019 and 2021 were really, really good for him. That obviously defensively, Minnesota was a beast. Doug Belk from Houston. I know they just raised, he was a Broyles Award finalist. They just raised his salary from $500,000 a year to $1 million a year. I've seen him listed in some Notre Dame type big boards, but I would say, hey, I mean, he's a young guy. I couldn't find his actual age, but it's one of those things like, hey, Houston or Michigan, you know. Number seven would be Elijah Robinson, defensive line coach from Texas A&M. That's a shout out to Chris Ballas because he's the one who kind of mentioned that one. But the rest, yeah, that was my list. I added seven. I don't have Elijah Robinson on mine yet, but he would be the other one there. Number two, which position do you think is our biggest need this recruiting cycle until they continue to get more bodies there that are elite? Defensive tackle, it just needs to be. Obviously, as far as 2022, I don't know that there's any out there, but I would imagine for them, they're still looking at Josh Connerly, obviously, looking for a running back. That would probably be defensive tackle. If they could find a guy, that'd be great. Number three, yes or no, Michigan basketball makes the tournament. I'm going to go with yes. I think they've turned the corner. I think they'll get a couple more big wins. That might not be a pretty season overall, but I think they'll come in as like a 12 seed. I think they'll make it and then see where they go from there. KRT at Farmer 84, which incoming freshman offense and defense will impress most in spring ball? I'm going to go with Darius Clemens, the wide receiver on offense. I think he's ready to go. And I'm going to go with Derek Moore on defense, the defensive end. He could bulk up to be a defensive tackle. Those are two guys I think that are going to be really ready to go. And they're both on campus, I believe. Will Johnson, obviously, could be the defensive guy. I'm just going to, you know, that's the obvious one. I don't want to just constantly be obvious. But those are my two. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Will Johnson, Tyler Morris, if those guys are the ones. I think the skill position is a lot easier to get involved and make a big hullabaloo. I think. Finishing us out in segment one, Jonathan Joseph at JJoseph2156. Favorite thing about Walt Disney World besides the rides? You know, it's just the ambiance. I just think it's such a cool... I don't know. I think, like, the engineering, when it comes to, like, the civil engineering aspect, I mean, there's a lot for me to like. I got really into pin trading this time, to the point where I've spent way too much money on pins. But I just like the civil engineering and like the newer rides, like you might stand in a line forever, like Flight of Passage at Animal Kingdom. You might stand in a line for 2-3. I think I stood in that line for 4 hours the second time I rode it back in January 2nd, 2020. I didn't feel like it, aside from my sore feet and legs, because you're always looking at something new. And I think that that's interesting how they've treated the queues as part of the whole ordeal. But I don't know, the whole thing just, I just love the whole thing. I've been such a Disney freak. I'm reading a biography on Walt Disney right now. It's very academic, which I love as a film degree holder from the University of Michigan. Makes me feel like I'm back in my film history 1930 to 1959 class, so much so that I bought my textbook again, which hopefully comes soon because I want to thumb through it and just try to get those memories of learning about the old Hollywood. But yeah, anyway, that's it. Let's move on. I spent way too much time talking about nothing, like Seinfeld over here. But before we move on, listen, this is it. The putt to win the tournament, if you sink it, the championship is yours, but on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. So for the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/locked. Head to netsuite.com/locked for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/locked. All right, let's continue on. Two segments with our leaders and best. Let's start with Jim at Jim in the North. Multiple questions here. Is admissions worse for football than other kids or just universally jerks to people who want to transfer in? I think it's universally jerks just to people who want to transfer in. So when I didn't have much problem, but that was because when I dropped out of Michigan after my freshman year, I stopped going to class and I didn't drop any, which made my GPA plummet. And they were like, you're kicked out of school. And, so I think I was out of academic probation, but then I didn't like register for classes or whatever. And they were, and then when I did it late, I remember there was something with academic probation. So I dropped out 5 years later. I finally decided to come back, started speaking to an academic advisor, my academic advisor. And they were like, all right, so here's what you got to do. You've got to go to community college to prove that you want to come back. But they gave me a list of like what community colleges and which classes I could have that would transfer over. Even after I did that, those don't like, even though I got good grades in those, of course, those didn't count towards my GPA or I don't think my academic progress rate. So I think they counted, but they didn't. I don't know. It was a really, really weird thing. So I think it's kind of they're universally jerks. Is Mike McDonald really gone? If so, is your pick to take over and keep the momentum? This loss hurts. It sounds that he is really gone. Unfortunately, it does hurt. I'm not going to even try to sugarcoat it. Out of that list of people that I mentioned, I don't know. I forgot to mention Steve Klinkscale, who was on my list as well. But for me, kind of take your pick. I don't really have a favorite out of all of those. Kind of like the Texas A&M guy because you know he's got recruiting bona fides. Finally, he asks, are you watching the Book of Boba Fett? Of course I am, although I haven't necessarily got to it right away the morning of. I did this last one, which I'm really glad about. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen episode 5. But yeah, I kind of missed the watching early Wednesday morning thanks to the premiering while I was down in Fort Lauderdale for the Orange Bowl. And then the next week I was in Disney, so I waited to until I got home. And then I think I missed another one because I was at Disney. I think that's how that went. Yeah, that is how it went. The last week's I watched on Friday morning. Yeah, but I love it. I'm not the biggest Boba Fett guy out there. I'm kind of over Mandalorian stories in Star Wars as it is. If you watched Rebels and Clone Wars and all of that, There's been a lot of Mandalorians. Kind of want to see some other, like, let's move on to some other subjects. But it's, and I know he's not, Boba Fett isn't a Mandalorian, just looks like one. But still, I am ready to see subjects outside of the people that dress in the Beskar from Mandalore. Adam Kasel, at Adam underscore Kasel, what percentage did you put on Harbaugh staying / leaving? I'm going to go 80% staying, 20% leaving. What about McDonald? 100% leaving. Who would be in your short list to replace either coach? I don't have a short list for Jim because there's no point really, unless, but I would probably pick to stay internal, go Mike Hart, but then you've got to figure out your defense. And I already answered the defensive one. Is there a current coach on the staff that would most excite you? I don't think anyone would necessarily excite me. I just think that you just, because the way I would look at it is kind of an interim deal. So not to shortchange you on that. I just don't really have a lot of opinions on it at the moment. Because especially, I just don't think Jim's leaving. I never have. That doesn't mean that he hasn't been close. I just have long had the feeling that he's not going to leave. So AJK4UM, hashtag go blue at AJK4UM. What the hell is going on with both the basketball and football programs? Seems like each hit peak in 2021 and everything's gone to SH you know what from there. Your take, and I know this is just asked, but Harb staying or leaving, Mac? And then he says, why the hoops seem a mess, chemistry. So I'll answer the latter one since I just answered the other one. Obviously, it is chemistry and the shooting. It's been the other thing, and we've seen them finally starting to hit shots, right? Because they had so many of these shots just not go down, and now it seems like they've kind of figured out whatever that was ailing them when it comes to shooting the ball, because the last several games they've been very good. But some of those games where they weren't, they just could, like that Seton Hall game, they could not hit from three all game. And now they've suddenly have seemed to have found their stroke. Chemistry's working. They're being more unselfish. Last game notwithstanding. Generic at ERKJ72. Why are Mike McDonald and John Harbaugh doing his dirty by Mike going back to the Ravens? I, weary face emoji, but seriously... Or not I, just his weird face emoji. But seriously, does Clink or Elston move into his role? That's certainly a possibility. Not just Clink, but maybe Elston. But I don't think, I mean, Elston kind of has been overlooked for that role. Maybe it's a co-coordinator situation with Clink. I mean, Clink's going to be the co-coordinator regardless. But I could see a situation where they say, all right, we're going to elevate Elston to another co-coordinator and it'll be a deal. I don't know. Finishing us out in segment two, Tyler at T_Force1. Since a lot of questions pertaining to coaching changes and rumors, Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards over under 1,800 yards combined rushing next year. That one's difficult because my instinct is to say over. I want to say under because you said combined rushing. Edwards, I think, is going to be a very interesting thing because I think you're going to see a lot of fakes where it looks like they're going to run and then they hit him in the flat, do all kinds of things with him. So I think I think that Corum is going to be over 1,000. So let's say he's like at 1,100. You need 700 rushing from Donovan Edwards. I'm going to say that you're going to get like 600 rushing, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have like 400 or 500 receiving from Donovan Edwards. Yeah, there it is. All right. Let's move on, but before we do, I'm going to tell you a little something about betonline.ag. We'd like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue through the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today. Receive that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, rates your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Also, listen, Lockdown Wolverines people. We have an incredible app for anyone who buys gas needs to know about. That's GetUpside. My listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use the promo code SCORE for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill-up cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code SCORE for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a year in cash back, and there's no catch. Cashback gets added right to your account. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SCORE to get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That is promo code SCORE. All right, this isn't going to be the least minuted. I don't know why I couldn't say that word. The shortest version. What is wrong with me? Of this, the mailbag, but still short. We're still talking a lot here. Zach at Zach Woodruff 3. How do you foresee the DC position playing out? Obviously, that's a lot. How do I see it playing out? I as much as I would have thought maybe they upgrade Clink Scale, I think they're going to make a splashy hire. If I was to put money on it, I think it'll be a guy like, you'll either they'll go out and get, when I say splashy, I just mean outside. Either it's going to be a guy like the aforementioned, like I could see the Houston guy I mentioned earlier. I think Elijah Robinson, who followed a bunch of Michigan coaches and stuff like that, and they all followed him back. I think he followed me, so if I'm not mistaken, which usually is a pretty big sign that you're kind of looking to come someplace. So let's see here. No, I guess he didn't, but still, I would not be surprised if he ends up being that guy. Clearly, they've had contact, so there's that. Rich Nelson at Rich Nelson 1. Hey, Isaiah, question for the mailbag. With Will Johnson standing out the Under Armour All-American game and being named the top cornerback in 2020 class, do you think he is a starter in the season opener versus Colorado State? No, just because right now it looks like you've got Jamon Green and DJ Turner coming back to start. I think game one, you're probably not starting your freshman. He might start as like the nickelback. He'll play in the opener, but I think that you're going to go with your veterans to start. That's just my feeling, but hey, spring ball can change everything. Finishing us out with a very long, long deal via Instagram is Chase Glasser. So let's see what this is here. It's really easy to blame Schlissel for perceived AD stuff. He's an East Coast Ivy League academic that didn't understand the importance of Midwestern football. However, I want to posit a converse narrative. Schlissel gave the keys to an athletic department that appears to be surprisingly competent and got out of the way. Think about it. Since Schlissel was here, we hired Harbaugh, went to a Final Four, nearly two more, hired a great replacement for Red and Mel Pearson, went to a College World Series and a Frozen Four and won the Big Ten and made our first college football playoff. Our non-revenue sports continue to kill. Our athletic budget was never hurting. He gave the AD money and buggered out. Sometimes a prez who is overinvested in sports is a negative, like Mary Sue Coleman, overreacted to the Fab Five in 2007 and took down banners, negotiated Rich Rod's backroom buyout herself, leading to a gargantuan legal quagmire. With a different president, the Anson/Hackett crew may not get Harbs in 14, and he might get canned in 20. That is probably somewhat accurate. I do know off of personal experience that, yeah, he did not care about sports. He was coming in I met him the week of the Shane Morris incident, and he did not want to talk about it. He wanted to talk about academics. But little did he know, no one at this alumni association mixer wanted to talk about academics. Not why we band together to talk about how smart we are. We band together to talk about our football team. You're probably right. I don't think you're wrong. So, because, yeah, there certainly could have been a lot different of trajectory. All right, so that's going to do it for us today. Then we will be back on Friday, probably previewing the Michigan State basketball game, I'm assuming, unless something else happens. We will see. Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for watching and or listening. Peace.